SBS हिंदी।
नमस्कार मित्रों, हम चाहते हैं कि हम आपकी मुलाकात कुछ ऐसी मूल भारतीय ऑस्ट्रेलियाई महिलाओं और युवतियों से करवाएं जो कामकाजी जीवन के अपने प्रोफेशन के बिल्कुल हटकर पथ चुनती हैं। और ऐसी ही एक मूल भारतीय युवती हैं नताशा तनेजा, जो स्कीइंग और स्नोबोर्ड इंस्ट्रक्टर है। इनकी कई और खूबियां भी हैं, तो आइए आपकी मुलाकात करवाते हैं आज नताशा तनेजा के साथ। अंग्रेजी में बोलेंगे। हेलो नताशा एंड वेलकम टू द हिंदी शो।
हेलो, थैंक्स वेरी मच फॉर हैविंग मी।
नाउ इट्स रियली अ पाथ ब्रेकिंग प्रोफेशन दैट यू माइट परस्यू, व्हिच इज बीइंग एन इंस्ट्रक्टर ऑफ स्कीइंग एंड स्नोबोर्डिंग। सो वेयर डिड यू गेट दिस इंटरेस्ट फ्रॉम?
I started snowboarding quite young. I think I was about 12 years old. And I went up for a school camp and I pretty much got hooked. So I had forced my mother pretty much to take me up to start competing and doing team tryouts and things like that. And this year I decided to take it a little bit further and take my APSI, which is Australian Professional Snow Sport Instructors exam. And I passed the exam, so I'm now a qualified instructor.
Wow. And you're looking forward to instructing more people in snowboarding and skiing?
Yeah, very much.
I guess you've got to be very fit to do this kind of a sport. So what else do you do for your fitness?
I'm at the gym most days. I've always been a really, really active and sporty kind of person. So all throughout school, I was involved in various different sports. And I think just lifting weights and other things that are good for cross-training with regard to these sports is quite important. I do a lot of hiking as well.
Uh-huh. That's quite impressive. Now, skiing we all know, but tell me more about snowboarding. What does that involve?
Snowboarding is very similar to skiing. It was invented in the 80s, and it's basically, if you think about the way skis look, where you have two planks, snowboarding is one plank and it's much thicker. Mm-hmm. So it's almost as if you're kind of surfing on snow.
Wow. Sounds most interesting. And do you think a lot of people of Indian origin are taking interest in this kind of sport?
I go up to Mount Buller pretty much every week and I often see a few Indians giving it a try. I think it's just important to remind them that they should take lessons because they are free with the lift pass.
Yes, and one has to be very fit, you know, because it can really lead to muscle tears and things like that if you're not fit enough, I guess.
Yeah, there are quite a few injuries associated with the sport. I think most of us who are involved in it have had quite a few different things happen, but it's important to be fit in life anyway, so I think it's just another extension of it, really.
True. Now, I believe you also have an interest in music and you play the piano, or tell us more about it.
Yes, I'm a music teacher as well. I unfortunately don't play the piano, but I play the flute, the violin and the baroque flute.
Okay. And you're instructing people in?
So I teach all of those instruments as well.
Oh, wow. And what kind of music interests you in particular?
I'm a baroque specialist, so I play and teach music mostly from about 1650 to 1750 in Central Europe. So the music that my ancestors on my mum's side would have listened to.
Wow, that's most interesting. Absolutely Baroque style music. Okay, and what about languages? I believe you speak a lot of languages. Tell us about that as well.
Oh, I wish I could speak them better, but I speak only English really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
I studied Swedish for 3 years at uni. That was part of my university course. And in 2013, 2014, I went to Iran to study Persian. And I speak a little Italian as well, as my mum is from Italy.
Okay. And you're trying out Hindi as well?
I'm not very good. I can probably read and write a little bit better than I can speak. My speaking is pretty terrible.
Not a problem. I'm sure you will try and learn Hindi in the time to come. Now, tell me, what are your future plans?
I plan to keep instructing and keep teaching music. I hope that I can get some more performance out of music, particularly on baroque flute, and hopefully to keep going up to the snow and exploring different mountains in Australia.
Which are your favourite mountains in Australia?
I grew up skiing and snowboarding at Mount Buller, so that's where I'm working at the moment. I like them all.
Mm-hmm.
I think it all depends on what kind of terrain you're interested in, really.
Right. So we wish you all the best for your future and keep instructing people, be it snowing or be it playing the flute or music, and keep learning your languages.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
sbs.com.au/hindi par jaye aur aise ansh ka aapki bhasha mein आनंद उठाए।